Angela McCluskey's name may not ring bells, but this voice probably does. That's the sound behind a recent car commercial, the Grammy-nominated song Breathe by Telepop Music. Now, Angela McCluskey has released her own album. It's called The Things We Do, and she joins us from the BBC studios in London. Hello there.
Hi there.
So do you hate that so many people might associate your voice with the car commercial?
No, I love it. Well, the fact is, if they associate it, then they go buy the album, which is great, and then they hear the rest of the stuff. I mean, car commercials are the only way anybody's ever actually going to hear your music anymore.
What did that song do for your career?
Funnily enough, in the electronic world, it was the big song. But in the world where this album's coming out, Things We Do, it had nothing to do with that album. And everybody thinks I signed the deal because of Breathe and Telepop Music. In actual fact, Manhattan, Blue Note, and even the other labels didn't really know about Telepop Music, even though it was the same record label.
So how did they find you?
Because my manager, I made the record, and my manager sent the CD to a bunch of A&R guys and then called them. And it was really weird, because I did think it was, oh, they know about Telepop Music. And then I remember actually sitting in the office to sign the deal, and I was like, oh, do you have a Telepop Music record here? And they were like, who? I was like, you don't even know who they are?
Well, it's been done. It's the opening song on your album, The mm-hmm. Things We Do. Let's hear a little bit of it now. It's a very catchy beat. It just, we're all kind of bopping here in the studio. It sounds to me like this is your push for a hit single. Is that the one you pegged on the album and said, that's what goes out?
Yes. Yeah, well, I didn't really. It's not my favorite. I like it, though, but it's the obvious one. It's beautiful and sunny and kind of makes you feel good. But I like the more depressing, melancholic, you know, rainy afternoon kind of songs. But
so which one's your favorite?
Sleep On It is my favorite, actually. Which is, you know, it's much more cellos and violins and big modulations and very dramatic.
Now I know that Athens get me high. Scotch the land to find a man, even lost the will to learn. Locked at every yard to read, left my heart.
What is it about this song, or depressing songs in general, that turns you on?
I don't know. It's like anything. It's kind of, I don't know, I think we're more, it's more seductive, melancholy. I don't know. There's something about it, that nice little feeling of feeling sorry for yourself and thinking, well, if I can get through this, you know. Whereas happiness is so fleeting, it's like, you know, the whole concept of happiness, you know, of lying on the beach and sort of, you know, with your bottle of beer and, you know, the sun hanging down. And after like 7 minutes, I just want mayhem to break loose somewhere, something to happen. Somebody hit somebody with a cocktail glass, get a bit of drama, you know. So, and then there's obviously, I think it's a Scottish thing, you know, it's like New Year's Eve, everybody hits each other with a glass and then cries and then makes up and then hits each other again. And then somebody sings.
You keep the drama in life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
This is your debut solo album, The Things We Do, but you've been in the United States since 1991. You were mm-hmm. in Europe before that, moving around, making music. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those years.
I went to L.A., where I've got to say, anything's possible. I mean, I just don't know how to say it, but everybody's like, oh my God, I hate L.A., it's horrible. Yeah, sorry about my accent there, by the way, folks. But I did live there for a long time. But no, it was definitely one of those places where I just literally fell into singing at a little Irish club every Tuesday night, and then, you know, within about 3 or 4 months I was being offered shows.
Now you've you've branched out on your own. Was it different putting together your own album? Was it more fun, more pressure than working with others?
No, I'll tell you, it's more pressure because then there's only you to blame, obviously. But it's more fun also because I get to do exactly what I like, which is really fabulously indulgent, and everybody should get to do it before they die. I just want to do something different, you know. Just because I like Indian food doesn't mean I have to eat it every single night of my life.
I've got to talk to you today.
I really love the fourth song, Know It All.
Yeah.
Is that one you hate too?
No, I love that. I love that. I wrote that on my own with another guy. That was one of the first times when I just kind of sat down and I wanted to write a great pop song. That was to myself. I said, I want to write a really great pop song that you can sing along and dance along, and the girls will dance around the bedroom to it.
I've seen you describe your age as older than Britney.
Yeah.
And younger than Madonna.
And well, it's really hard because everybody always, you know, if I was aiming for the teen kind of, you know, Britney, Christina Aguilera, yeah, it'd be really important that I'm 15. But for me, it's not, you know, the people that I'm aiming at to buy my record, I'm not selling them sex. I'm selling to people who have had sex and know what it's like and are now dealing with the aftermath, you know.
So are you glad you didn't have to do that? I mean, if you'd been recording this 20 years ago...
You know, I'm very glad. People listen to your records, you know. They wouldn't buy my record because I've got a hot ass, or buns, as you call it. But, you know, they'll buy my record because they like it.
Do you have a favourite song that we can go out on? Another one you like?
On that record, probably a nice one to go out in would be... it's called Somebody Got Lucky. It's a really cool one.
I was in the moment. Ooh.
I have all my own titles for the songs, that's why it's difficult.
What do you call
retarded.
Somebody Got Lucky?
It's actually called Evaporator. But
why Evaporator? What does that mean?
It's basically about people who have, you know, it's about one night stands. You know, I'm married, but I've got a lot of girlfriends who are just sick of the male population in the world who are now, you know.
They want to evaporate them?
Well, not evaporate them. What I'm saying is they'll have like a mad night with them, and the next day they evaporate. They're gone. You never hear from them again. If you see them, you're invisible. It's so ridiculously like schoolboy kind of thing, but it still happens to, you know, with 40-year-old men and 30-year-old men. You know, I've got girlfriends in it. What is the deal?
Angela McCluskey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Angela McCluskey's debut solo album is called The Things We Do. You can hear three songs from The Things We Do at our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.